Robert Atsushi Spiritual Confrontations 2. False Anointing. On the second day of the campaign, I saw several angels by the side of the workers. They were sitting next to these brothers. When I came down from the altar and approached these angels, I felt a false anointing emanating from these beings. A negative energy came out of these angels and entered the bodies of the brothers. They whirled and laughed uncontrollably. That yellow energy seemed like the fire of the Holy Spirit circulating in the church. That energy emanated from the angels and tried to get into me but failed because I had the seal of the Holy Spirit that blocked it. Jesus allowed me to feel the sensation of that energy, which is very much like the anointing of the Holy Spirit. This energy can deceive people into believing that it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, you can be enveloped and dominated by that energy. If you are in sin and a force enters you, be careful. If you give way to this energy, do not be surprised if you end up jumping, whirling, and laughing uncontrollably. When this false anointing comes, it can dominate the person, causing him to lose control. I always give advice to Christians who are in sin. Rebuke the strange fire which is trying to possess you and ask God not to let it happen. The Holy Spirit will not use you if you are living in sin anyway. First he makes you repent, and then you will undergo a deliverance, liberation and transformation process that I pass through. The deeper you are in sin, the slower your release will be. If you are in sin and think that the Holy Spirit wants to use you, stop it. It is out of place. You can be in danger because it is a devil of deceit wanting to use you. Those demons knew that I was going to conduct a campaign in the church, so they came disguised as angels. They transfigured themselves into angels of light and managed to deceive me because I saw them as angels. They deceived my gift of vision by creating a false optical illusion. But my gift of discernment was able to differentiate the energy that came from their bodies. Those who have experienced the anointing of the Holy Spirit regularly know that it is unique and unequaled. Even if it comes to an imitation anointing, a discerning and experienced Christian will be able to tell the difference, as he knows the original anointing of God, which has an unequaled essence. I am like a bride who has married God. I know my husband's touch and I feel it is different from other touches. I also know his presence, and I can distinguish his anointing from a false one because every day I pray and feel it. Seeing those false angels beside the brothers, I raised my hands toward them, not the people. I said, "It's no use if you disguise yourselves as God's angels." They did not resist the authority that God gave me. I saw that the outer shells began to fall off from the bodies of those false angels that camouflaged them, and their true identities were revealed. Those shells that fell from their bodies were their disguises. I could see that they were ugly, looking like horror movie monsters. They were angry that their true appearances had been revealed. They did not want to be seen. As I have the gift of spiritual sight, the demons knew that they would be seen in the spirit world. And to deceive me, they came disguised as angels of lights to hide their true selves from my visions. If it were not for my spiritual sight and discernment, I would never have known that these angels are really demons. For a moment I was deceived by them. Thanks to the gift of discernment of spirits, I could know the source of that power. I cast out those 8 demons who tried to deceive me. They had been deceiving the people of that church for a long time. They are terrible. Do not underestimate their strength, O church. That church had someone with the gift of discernment, and they were favored at that time. That's what this gift is for. In spiritual warfare, demons adopt cunning tactics and use their wiles to deceive even those who are highly spiritual and belong to God. They camouflage themselves in disguises to enter into Christian territories. The chosen are not free from deception. It is necessary to be full of the oil of the Holy Spirit and in the fiery spiritual temperature so that these deceiving demons would run from the house of prayer. A church worker by the name of Agnes, who is the most used vessel in this church, also has the gift of spiritual vision. Below is her account. "I am a deaconess and I always saw those angels walking in the church, and this made my heart happy. When I approached them, they ended up smiling at me. One of these angels touched my breasts. I thought it was normal for a holy being to act that way. Because I did not have the gift of discernment, I was deceived. I could not feel the anointing of these angels. I felt nothing. Everything was normal, and even if I sensed their presence, I could not distinguish the false anointing from the true one. Now I understand that it is necessary to have spiritual sensitivity to know how to differentiate the origin of the source of the anointing. Pastor Robert taught me in practice that the gift of vision without discernment does not free anyone from deception. I have the gift of vision, I see angels and demons, but when some evil spirit disguises himself as an angel, I cannot distinguish the false from the truth because I do not have the gift of the discernment of anointing. It is necessary to have the gift of discerning the spirits. Powerless pastor in deliverance. I, Robert, finished the pastor's campaign and said that now the church has to pray a lot for these demons not to deceive the church as before. The pastor asked me, "How did you manage to drive those demons out of the way and yet I have also prayed and they did not leave?" I prayed to God to reveal to me why this pastor could not overcome these demons. I had a vision of a weight scale. This scale was very heavy on the left side and on the right side was almost weightless. On the left side, I saw rotten meats and on the right side only a golden stone. The Lord said, "Tell him that his iniquities are heavy on my balance, and when his sins are heavier, my measures will be heavy against his life." The rotten flesh you saw on the left scale are his sins and the golden stone you saw is his holiness. The right scale, which should be full of gold stones signifying my purity, you saw only one stone. Because of this, I have not heard his prayers. He has lost his authority in the spiritual world and the demons are not afraid of him and never departed by his prayers. I pass this hard revelation to the pastor. He acknowledged his flaws and said he is a football fan, watches games and is still a fan. He confesses that he plays in shorts and fights when he plays in games. He also said he talks a lot of immorality. He repented and prayed to God for forgiveness and said he would renounce all of these sins and weights. Demonic assignments. I came home and was praying for the flock I'm taking care of. Jesus showed me in a vision a very strong demon rising from hell. He received the mission to destroy the worker, Isadora. This sister is one of the prayer leaders of the Women Evangelism Group. This devil has a mission to weaken her, to discourage her prayers, to leave her cold and to overthrow her ministry. She has been responsible for raising many women to follow holy doctrine and pray. She has an intercession group. The Lord said, "Pray for her, for the wrath of the devil against her is great." I had another vision, this time it was with the Kellyman worker. A demon was given the mission to take him out of Jesus' way and kill him. This demon had received this mission but it failed and another stronger demon was sent in the place of this one to do the mission. I saw in the vision when the Kellyman worker was in his house and this demon was watching him. He was looking for some sin in the worker to have legality to act against him but he did not find anything there that gave him strength. Even so, he was walking through Kellyman's room waiting for an opportunity. This demon is tall and has a black cloak like a vigilante soldier waiting for the right moment to attack. If the worker had some sin in him, this demon would have already attacked him. If he had any object or television that would give legality, that demon would have already hit him. I saw in the vision that this demon will fight against the life of the Kellyman worker to his death. He was given a mission to try to destroy him to the last breath of his life. I passed the vision so that the worker would be attentive. Jesus revealed to me that people who live in holiness and prayer are the ones most persecuted by demons. Only in the church where I am shepherding did Jesus say that some are marked by demons for disturbing them. The Kellyman worker is the most dedicated in my church. When I go to do the mission, he watches over the work together with the worker Isadora, who is also a leader of the women's group. She's a sister's column. And it's these two workers that the demons wanted to destroy. If the demons succeed in destroying Isadora's work, the evangelism group will not be the same without her, for she is the most spiritual woman. And the Kellyman worker is the man who takes care of the ministry when I do missions, he is the person I trust. The demons decided to attack the foundations of the church, destroying the bases for the columns to fall. Without the columns, the whole ceiling collapses. I lost a spiritual worker. The demons offered him a great job offer in Germany. He went and did not want to shepherd one of the branches I opened. I had to return from the trip and return from the mission to take care of the church he did not want to pastor anymore. I had a vision that many souls would accept Jesus in Australia. The harvest would be great, in Australia, but I had to leave the work there and go back to that church so that it would not close. The demons conspired and arranged the whole employment strategy for the shepherd to travel and I go back to take care of my flock. I had to do this racing against time, but I hope to get a reliable man to take care of the branch and thus be able to travel to countries far away. I had a vision of the Jalisco worker who belongs to this branch. She was in her house and several black figures were running past her room. I saw several eyes watching over her. She is a worker who walks in holiness but she has not prayed every day. And the demons were circling her like the vultures wanting to swallow her. Dull of hearing church. I went to preach the word near my house in a church. This pastor preaches the truth, but his church did not obey the word. When I entered his church I saw that the brother's ears had waxes of chewing gum. The ears were closed with black waxes. Jesus revealed to me that the demons have closed their ears because it is a church that likes to praise but does not like to pray. Whatever this pastor preached, the word would go into their left ears and out from the right. I prayed and those waxes melted and fell from their ears. The pastor said that for the first time they were hearing the word that came out of his mouth. They were attentive and paying attention to the preaching. I told the pastor that they have been set free in their hearing to listen and obey. Spirit of infirmity due to prayerlessness. That shepherd walks in holiness, for the Lord has revealed his life to me. The only problem was that he did not pray enough and he remained spiritually weak. And because of this, a demon threw a javelin of infirmity into his heart. He did not tell me that he had a problem in his heart, but Jesus told me. When I talked to him about this problem, the shepherd wept. I prayed for him and saw a needle coming out from inside his chest. Jesus said, "Tell my servant that he will not die, for I have added another 20 years to his life." And so I passed the revelations to the pastor and went home. Deceived bishop who did deliverance. A bishop from a neo-Pentecostal church invited me to preach in her church. I agreed to preach in her church. When I arrived at the bishop's church, she received me well, but the Holy Spirit made me feel bad. This woman was wearing a sexy dress showing off the shape of her body and wearing red lipstick. I preached in the church, and when the service ended, the bishop was casting out the demons. She shouted aloud and magnified herself by her authority. She walked with class showing off her high heels. And with her neck full of pretty expensive pearl necklaces, this is proof that she lived on church money. I thank that woman for inviting me to preach at her church. The Holy Spirit made me cry when I saw the situation of this bishop and how she was being deceived. And I do not want to judge this woman who gave me the honor of preaching in her church. I saw the demons laughing at her and not leaving the people she prayed for when she expelled them. The demons pretended to be silenced to mislead the people that they have been expelled and cast out. The people who were possessed went into manifestation, causing awe and shock in the audience, and then calmed down. And for a moment the demonstrations ceased and the demonized people became calm. But I saw that the demons were still inside those people. They stopped appearing for all to think they were gone. The bishop called me and told me not to leave. She asked me to pray for her. The bishop told me that there is a very large void inside her chest. I prayed for her, putting my hand on her head. A terrible demon manifested and said, "She is mine, I inhabit in her. I deceived her and used her the way I want. I use her in healing, prophecy, and revelations. I use her to guess people's lives. You're not going to ruin my plan." When the devil said these things, I rebuked him and expelled him from her life. The whole church did not believe this event because they thought she had no demon. She was released and relieved after her release. I told her, "You were casting out demons that never left the demonized people. You could not release these people, for you yourself were not free." Jesus revealed to me the whole life of that woman. She watched pornographic movies to learn some things because she wanted to please her husband. She did abominable sexual acts, behaving just like a prostitute, doing all the sexual positions that promiscuous women were programmed to do. I gave the revelation to her. The bishop confessed that she did all this and she was sorry. She cried and said she will not practice these sins anymore. Then I prayed for the people the bishop had prayed for. And I cast out those demons who pretended to have left. The bishop realized that she had never cast out those demons and that she was deceived. I could see that from her eyes a spiritual scale fell that had blinded this woman for 15 years. Then I came home spiritually tired by the war. My body became fatigued. Holy Church is under attack. I had a vision with the demons of spiritual coldness putting impediments and barriers in the holy churches. Serious pastors who are opening churches to do the work of God are in trouble. They are closing down the churches because demons do not let people congregate in them. They are putting discouragement in the hearts of people not to congregate in churches of serious doctrine, but let people go to the churches of prosperity. The churches on the broad way are full, but those on the narrow way are empty. Why is this so? Demons of spiritual coldness are keeping people away from staying in holy churches. And many are closing because they have not enough tithes and offerings to support the work. But only the churches that have been opened up to God will continue to be open, because such churches will continue to wage spiritual warfare. Those that were opened without the direction of the Holy Spirit, even if they were preaching holiness, will eventually close because they do not wage enough spiritual warfare against demons assigned against them. The peace of Jesus to all the churches that hear me. May the grace of the Holy Spirit pour out in every life that hears me. Amen.